our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And together we are awesome.
Cold, kind of, actually.
Cool? Well, it's starting to get cold out. It's October now.
Right, so it's currently...
October.
It is 33 degrees outside with a wind chill of 25, because we're in wind chill now, not heat index.
Oh, yeah, because the other day it switched over.
Right. So I don't know when it was, but it did.
So we know it's cold time
it's
in
cold
Fargo.
Because it's wind chill instead of heat index.
So if you live in the northern half of the United States, it's probably getting cold.
Yeah, the southern half is finally getting not hot.
Yeah.
They finally have days that aren't above 90 degrees. That's sad.
Yeah, well, it's good, though. We got flannel sheets for the occasion.
They're so comfortable, too. Mm-hmm. They're much softer than I thought.
It's like, sleeping in a 90s shirt.
And I'm wearing a flannel shirt right now, so I don't think they're probably a good combination. I think they cause a lot of friction.
Get some static electricity.
Probably.
Yeah, we just came back
That's
from
another
eating.
Consequence. I've been getting shocked a lot more
Oh, yeah, you get zapped.
Yeah, I don't know. It's getting annoying. It's a lot at work, too. Because it's really dry in there.
Well, there's what are the floors made out of? Acrylic?
Yeah. Yeah, because you could do experiments with that. We did that in our physics classes. Like, you rub some, like, acrylic, and then you shock things, and it build up static charge and count how much charge there is.
And I know when I was a kid, we'd always, like, rub our feet on the carpet.
Yeah, and touch the doorknob.
We'd go, bzzzt, and we're like,
we did that while we were waiting, because I was in a puppet ministry in church, and we would sit behind, because, like, the choir had, like, an office behind, like, the sanctuary part. So we'd sit in there while we were waiting to go out and do our puppet thing. So we didn't actually have to listen to the service.
So puppet ministry is like, you have like a little Jesus puppet and he says,
no,
I'm Jesus.
It wasn't Jesus puppets. It was generally, it was kids talking about like, it was like sketches of like, I'm hurt. Oh no. Someone to help you. Oh, that's nice of them. Jesus said we should be nice too. Okay. Is that sort of thing.
Okay.
We'd sing a song. No, they were already scripted.
They were
already written, yeah. It'd be crap if we made them up.
Not me.
No, we were like fifth and sixth graders, so that would have been really crap.
I'm going to die. Don't worry. Jesus is a superhero. Jesus is a superhero and he will save you from
that
the
been a good
from
We
the
didn't
monsters.
Have a Jesus puppet.
Or the zombies.
Kids. We didn't have any Jesus. Jesus puppet would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. He had like a beard on him.
And then
like
right when I was
beard.
Getting out of it, they ordered new puppets that had legs on them. Mm-hmm. That you like hung over the... It was weird. Mm-hmm.
I think that... I don't know. Puppets would be fun. We should
it
make
was
some puppets.
Kind of fun. Make puppets. You know how hard that is?
No.
Pretty hard.
I've never tried.
Clearly you don't know how hard it is because you
but I know
suggested
that,
we do it.
That there's a stitch called the Kermit stitch.
Oh.
And they made it when they made the Muppets.
Oh.
Like, that's what Jim Henson invented it to make,
Muppets. Oh, so you can't see the...
Mm-hmm. It's an invisible stitch.
That's awesome.
It's called the Kermit
Speaking
stitch.
Of which, you're an artist now.
No, I'm
which
not.
Apparently you were the whole time, but nobody knew it.
No, I'm not really an artist.
No, but you are. You have, like, an eye for drawing things that you see, and most people can't do that.
I don't know.
You
well, it's just I just draw the outlines of stuff and then fill them in.
Right, but I can't do that. It's just not a thing that I can do.
I don't know. No, other people are artists. I'm not an artist. I just draw things that I see.
No, you are though. I mean, that's not a thing that not artists can do. Like I can't do that.
There's artists who can't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's people that aren't artists that can do that. Just being able to draw something that looks kind of like what it is doesn't make you an artist.
Kind of like what it is. You're really good.
Well, yeah.
You have an eye for that sort of thing. And so I think that makes you an artist.
But it's not art. It's just pictures.
What do you think art is?
I think art is, you have
people to... People take a picture of a thing and just develop it and call it art.
Right, but there are the people who can't. There are the people who don't know how to draw, and they're artists.
Right, so you know how to draw, so I think you're still an artist.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. You're good at it, that's what I'm saying. And I like when you draw pictures of me.
Well, okay.
I like it a whole bunch.
Well, I'm glad to be of service.
We should do it right after this podcast.
All right. I'll draw your flannel shirt.
I don't know, that was a lot of plaid to draw.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Okay.
I like drawing all the different...
Like draw a picture of me doing my homework.
Yeah, I would.
Well, right, I won't be moving much.
Well, I only draw pictures of you.
I know, I like that.
That's it.
That's cool.
But, yeah, we went to eat at the...
Spitfire
Grill in Fargo.
Pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, I give it 3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, we went in an off hour, so that's... Right.
It wasn't bad.
I thought it was good.
The service was nice. She was a friendly waitress.
She was pretty friendly.
Yeah. She wasn't even mad that we were there real late.
No, well, I mean, they're open real late. They don't even have closing hours. Like,
yeah,
that confuses me.
That's awkward. Like, it just says, opens at 11.
And close, I guess, whenever people stop coming in, which maybe...
But that's gotta be shitty for, like, if you're, like, a cook or a waitress.
Well, I'm assuming they must close at regular bar times, at least.
What is that in North Dakota, do you know?
Two?
Two, okay. Yeah, because different states have different hours.
Yeah, I know they do. Well, even different cities within different states will have different hours.
Oh, yeah, different laws. I know in Pennsylvania, they had to close at 2.
I'm pretty sure it's 2. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't do that stuff, so I have no idea.
I used to go to bars and stuff just to hang out. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like 2 o'clock is when they'd stop serving alcohol, and then you had until like 3 to clear out or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I don't know what the situation
is. I think that's how the rule works, but I don't know for sure.
I really don't.
I never really bought alcohol. I mean, I'd get a beer, but I never... Except for one time I got real drunk because I was mad, but that was about it.
I have no interest in that shit.
Yeah. I just don't anymore. I was usually the guy who drove everybody home.
Right, I won't even do that because I just don't like being around people.
Puke on my car.
I don't like being around people who are drunk or drinking or any of that shit. It's just not... It's not a scene I want to be anywhere near.
Right.
So I don't...
So I watched an episode of 6 Feet Under today about, it was like comic book collectors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the one
Did
guy
die?
Was, yeah. Well,
oh,
he was like climbing up a shelf and his shelf of comic books fell on him.
Well, don't climb up a shelf.
Well, because he had to get the one that was on the top shelf because it was like a $3,000 comic book. And then like his nerd friends were like at the funeral.
Did he bleed all over the funeral?
But he's like,
because that would be awesome.
But like in his will, he said he wanted to be buried with this one comic book that was worth a bunch of money. And then the other guy's like trying to sneak in and steal out of his casket.
Oh, that's so bad. Did he get it?
Well, they caught the guys.
Oh, God.
And he's like, this is just what he said he wanted. And he's like, but it's an expensive comic book.
That's a good nerd voice.
And they'll have glasses. Because that's what comic book collectors do.
Were they fat, too?
A good percentage of them were.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's accurate. It really is.
Not always, but generally.
Generally.
A good percentage.
A large portion.
Right.
Yeah. A large portion, get it? Because they're fat.
And they eat more pie.
They eat more pie.
Like they, as in me.
But you're writing down what you eat now.
Right. Well, I am writing it down.
So you can see how much you eat and be like, I eat too much.
Right. Well, I mean, it's whenever I'm going to think about eating something, I look at my pad and I'm like, what did I eat today? And I'm like, well, okay.
I think the next step, so you're writing down what you eat so you can keep track of it. I think the next step is to actually figure out what a reasonable amount is. Because right now you're just going by your own like, oh, it's probably reasonable, but I'm not sure entirely that you have any idea what's reasonable.
Right. Well, my next step would be try and figure out how, like, go through the days that I had and figure out what was in those things and what I could have had that would have been better.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Or what you could have just taken out altogether.
Like, let me grab my pad here. For an example, we'll go with...
Yesterday, maybe?
Yeah, yesterday. I mean, it wasn't bad. I had some... Yeah, I don't think there was anything bad
here. You had 2 M&Ms.
I had 2 M&Ms.
Exactly 2.
2.
Okay, so today maybe would be a better...
Yeah, today is probably the worst day so far. Because I had that burger. I had lasagna for lunch, and I had, like, bananas and a pear.
You had some mocha bread, which is actually not that great for you.
Right, but you got it for me, and you said, you can eat 2 of these a day.
Maximum of 2. It doesn't mean you have to eat 2, you know that, right? You had 2 bananas? That's too many bananas.
I had Red Mountain Dew.
I had a soda.
I didn't... Oh, I had a Diet
Mountain Dew. So hold on. What else did you... So today, instead of... You probably could have skipped the salad because you'd already had a whole bunch of fruit and stuff. But fruit is like... Fruit's real good for you, so I guess you can't really...
I put walnuts and cranberries on my salad.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, but it was. I'm not a big fan of fruit on salad, actually. It kind of bugs me.
I know.
I can't do mandarin oranges like people do mandarin.
But I thought the cranberries were a really nice flavor to it.
Because they were sour. Yeah, like you could have... I mean, you could have skipped the bread.
I could have skipped the burger.
Right, no, but I mean, of these things, what I probably would have cut out would have been the bread and the Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Because bread's not very good for you. Unless it's like real high-fiber bread.
Right, and then we had the bread at the restaurant.
Maybe only one lasagna if you had the salad, too.
Yeah. But it was just like a lot of salad.
Yeah.
Or just a lot of lettuce. Which I thought was pretty
good. And it's good lettuce, too, because they get the good stuff.
With all the stuff going on in it.
Yeah, it's 50-50 mix. I like that stuff, because it's half spinach and half a whole bunch of other things that I don't know what they are. But...
So, I think I'm done eating for today. If I'm hungry, I will have water.
It's a good plan. You're not supposed to eat before, like, or after, like, 2 hours before you go to bed, either. Do you know that?
2 hours after
so two
you
hours,
go to bed?
2 hours before you go to bed, you're not supposed to eat after that.
You're not
like
supposed
within
to,
the two
you're
hours
not supposed
before
to eat 2 hours after you go to bed.
No. You're not supposed to eat after 2 hours before
you're not
you
supposed
go to
eat
bed.
Within 2 hours of going to bed.
There you go.
That's what you meant. In a roundabout way.
Right, I like the roundabout way. It makes it sound sophisticated or something. Or retarded. One of the two.
No, but it was pretty good. I mean, but we have been watching the Kitchen Nightmares a lot.
Ryan's Kitchen Nightmares.
We've been watching so many British shows right now.
That's all we watch.
Well, we started Being Human.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
We got a few episodes into that. We're like 7 episodes into Kitchen Nightmares. He's like, this is shit. Your restaurant sucks.
He doesn't say that ever. He does say this is shit. He never really says your restaurant
bollocks.
Sucks. Bollocks. Yeah, he uses bollocks a lot.
He says bollocks. Says, you're taking the piss. That's what he said.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
You're taking the piss.
What does that mean?
He's English. Or I think he's Scottish.
He is Scottish. But he doesn't, his accent's not very Scottish.
Yeah. I feel you're like taking the piss, aren't you?
But what does that mean? Like, what is it?
Taking the piss, it means you're just being a jerk. Or like being a jackass.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
If there's any English listeners,
I'll
let us know.
I'll Google it right now.
Well, no, it's better if someone else
just
lets us
know. Okay, well, no one's going to tell us, so I'm going to Google it anyway.
Well, they might. We have some English
listeners. We have, like, one English listener who... I don't even know if they listen anymore, because we haven't been tweeting about it or anything.
Taking the piss.
Take it. The piss.
Taking the piss.
Taking the piss. To take the piss is an expression meaning to mock, tease, ridicule, or scoff.
See? There you go. That's what I said.
Take the mickey is a euphemistic way of conveying this expression where the word piss may be vulgar.
Oh.
Where is piss vulgar in the UK?
Well.
Like, no.
Piss
they
off.
Can...
You could say, like, piss is just, I mean, it's just a ruder way to say.
Oh, and no, you're taking the piss would be expressing disbelief.
Which is not
oh,
to be.
So it's like you're mocking. You're kidding, right?
Yeah.
You're
taking
the piss.
The piss.
I get it.
Don't be a jackass.
Oh.
You taking the piss.
Are you fucking with me, maybe?
Yeah. Fucking
is
with
it
me.
Closer?
Yeah.
They can say fucking shit on British TV. Yeah. Like, he says fucking shit all the time.
Oh, he does. But the thing that bugs me the most, I mean, I don't care about bad words, whatever, but I told you about the other day when we were watching Walking Dead. It's like they have, there's a guy beating in a zombie's head.
With a, what was it?
With a rock.
Yes.
And that's okay on TV.
And you can show that very graphically.
You can show people beating each other's heads
in. Its head, like, actually caving in.
You can show that on TV, but you can't show a nipple.
You can if it's a male nipple. So I heard about, no, here's the thing, there was this documentary of a guy who turned into a girl. And the same nipples, they would show him shirtless before his surgery. But after his surgery, they blurred his nipples. Because he was technically female at that point.
Right.
He hadn't had a breast implant yet. It was just him shirtless. But
so
because
so
he was
what
a,
if there's a girl...
But because he was a girl...
But what if there's a girl that turns to a guy? Can they show her nipples
probably,
then? Probably.
I don't know.
There you go.
It's real weird.
It's just so... I don't get it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like, why is nipple awful?
Why? Well, yeah, why? I mean, why is it? I understand why it's sexualized, because it gives sexual pleasure, but so do a lot of other parts of the body you can show. Like, every other part of it. Like, you can show necks, right? If I kiss your neck, it feels sexy.
Yeah.
So why is that okay?
Or they could show, like, behind your knees. I know you like that.
I do. But I like the back of my neck, too, in general. Mm. But yeah, I don't under... Like, I've never understood... The same reason I don't understand why women can't walk around topless and... Mm-hmm. Like, The only reason that it's sexualized is because we've made it that way by not letting... Like, I think if women were just allowed to walk around topless for a while, like, it would desexualize it.
Well, I think a lot of... I mean, I don't think that any other country has it that you can't show boobs on TV.
Well, we have a big... I mean, America's got a big thing for boobs, too, and I'm not sure it's that way in every other country. Like, we're all about, like... glorifying boobs, which sucks for people who don't have good boobs, you know?
Like, I feel really bad. I sure like boobs.
Yeah.
Mm. You got some good boobs.
Do I? Yeah.
Your boobs are on par with my drawing.
But your drawing's really good.
That's what I said.
Well, but my... Never mind.
So enough about your boobs.
Enough about that. That's weird. What else you got? I got homework. I got so much homework. So Target doesn't know how to schedule me properly.
Mm-hmm. Same story.
Yeah, except next week I only have one shift next week. Just one. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. Oh. How am I going to do that?
I was going to talk about my news, but I can't yet.
Yeah, you can't.
I have a secret.
We got some secret news. Maybe next time.
Maybe.
It might be a little while.
It might be months or weeks or whatever.
We'll probably forget about it by then.
Well...
Special news. Yay.
Yay.
It's good news.
We'll let you know more about it when more details are out.
Details are forthcoming.
Yeah. So we should, since Doctor Who's over, we got to talk about another show and how much we liked it.
Oh, we
watched Walking Dead.
Yeah, oh, so good. I love Walking Dead.
Oh, my God. What?
And the little fucking girl that I want to punch in the face. Okay. No, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I want to punch that little girl in the face. That's all. Like, I really do.
Just listen to the instructions you're given.
Yes! Like, it seems like the only thing she wants to do is not do what she's told.
Right.
Like, I don't think a zombie apocalypse is really a time to get rebellious.
Right. Well, I think, in her defense, I think she's scared of zombies.
Right, so, but why wouldn't you do what an older, smarter person told you to do?
Because it's scary.
There wasn't even a zombie where she was. Mm. There wasn't.
Maybe she got bored.
Yeah, she probably got bored. She's a thrill seeker. I seriously doubt that. I don't know, I like the short-haired woman, though. I think she's real cool. The abused one.
Yeah.
She's like one of my favorite characters. Mm. I don't know why. Mm. I just kind of clung to her for some reason.
I like the guy with the crossbow.
I don't like him.
He's kind of a jerk sometimes, but he's mostly all right, and he's real like sneaky. He's like a ninja.
That's true. I mean, he's a ranger mostly, but because he can track and he shoots a crossbow, so he's a ranger. So what are the party members?
If
Walking Dead was a D&D group, what would each member be?
I don't think that
guy's a ranger.
I don't think that applies to everybody.
No, but it does.
Does it? The old guy's the wizard?
Old guy's the wizard. That's what I was going to say. Or maybe, well, because he's like a storytelling guy, right, too?
Could be a bard.
So he could be a bard.
Yeah. But then what about like the mom and then the other girl?
They don't know. She's shitty.
Yeah, well, I mean,
she's
maybe like a...
Commoner? No. She's probably more like a rogue. She's all, like, sneaking around and shit. Maybe.
Yeah.
And she's bitchy. She's like a bitchy rogue.
So then, like, the two guys would be fighters, right?
Yeah. Like, well, except one's got a higher intelligence.
Right. He's a leader. Maybe he's a paladin.
I think he probably is a paladin.
Yeah, he'd have to be. Because he's, like, leading the group and... Who's left making the right decision?
The black guy's the dumb one who cuts his arm open and just walkers around because he's retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think everybody gets a class.
No, but some of them do, definitely.
I think the only
What's the girl who keeps wanting to kill herself?
She's stupid.
She's annoying.
She's a self-assassin.
Self-assassin. I don't think that's a thing. It's probably not a thing. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I like the old
guy. No, the rogue is the Asian kid.
Yeah, I really like the old guy, though. I don't know why, but I just, like, I really, really like him. Mm. I think he's just trying to be nice.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, I'm an old guy.
He's just trying to do the best thing.
He's imparting his wisdom.
Well, he's trying to do the best thing for everyone without letting anyone else know that he's doing it.
Maybe he's doing a cleric thing.
Yeah, actually, you're probably right. He probably is a cleric.
Mm, trying to keep the morale up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to look out for everyone's best interests.
Mm-hmm.
What are their alignments?
Oh, we gotta figure out
Most of them at this point are probably chaotic good.
Well, there is law. Definitely, I guess, yeah, the main character would have to be lawful, because he is following his law.
He is. His own, though. Yeah. But I mean, that's the only law you have at that point. I don't know anyone's name. Is the main character Rick?
Rick Grimes.
Okay. I don't know anyone's name.
And then Shane is the other guy.
Is it?
The other cop.
I don't think Shane is good.
No.
I think he's neutral, maybe. Yeah. At bad. He's not bad. I don't think any of them are evil.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's definitely probably neutral.
They're all just trying to survive the zombies. Well, zombies aren't evil either. They're just true neutral. Because all they just want to do is eat. They don't have...
Right, they don't even care what they eat. Because, I mean, we've seen they eat animals, too. Mm.
They're not just trying to eat people. I don't think...
True neutral is the hardest class to play, by the way. Because it's really hard to be neutral
about
everything.
Dr. House. He's true neutral.
No, he's not.
You don't think?
No, he's still good.
You think?
Yeah.
He's in it to get... He wants to know what the diagnosis is.
Not necessarily. In the end, he's still trying to help his patients. He still doesn't want them to die. Like, true neutral would mean he wouldn't care either way if they died or not. And clearly he does care. So I think he's at least a bit good.
Mm.
He might be neutral good, like he doesn't care how he does it.
No.
But
I'm still going with he's neutral.
I don't think so, because otherwise he wouldn't keep trying so hard.
Mm. But he wants to win. Like, he doesn't... I don't think he's in it for the patients.
He is. I mean, there's episodes, clearly, that you can see that he cares about his patients.
Well, okay. It doesn't... Just because he cares about people doesn't mean that he's not doing it to get the... he wants to figure out
what it
is.
But neutral, true neutral, means he doesn't care either way if they live or die. And he does.
I don't think that's what true neutral means.
It is.
True neutral means... it's tough. But it's not...
True neutral would be like he's in it to learn something, and he'll do anything, it doesn't matter what, to learn his own thing, regardless of whether the patient lives or not.
That's evil. That's evil.
No.
Yeah. No, because evil is not caring about the people. Neutral is doing what it takes to get it done, but not for his own ends.
I don't know about that. I think we'll agree to disagree here.
Okay.
This is a debate.
Any listener feedback is appreciated. Because, like neutral good would be, like Spider-Man, right? Because he's good. He's obviously good. Because he wants to help people, but he doesn't necessarily go within the law, but he's not...
I'm more like Batman. Because Batman doesn't give a fuck about the law. He's just gonna do it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think Spider-Man probably still cares a little bit about the law. And he doesn't really get into law
breaking
situations.
But he's not chaotic. Like, he's not trying to break the law.
No,
he's just trying
to
do the right thing. Because he's Spider-Man.
It's tough. Mm-hmm. Alignments are really tough.
Yeah.
I always found I usually end up playing lawful or neutral good just because, mm-hmm. I can't do anything else. Well, and 4th edition has different alignments. They changed up the alignment system for 4th ed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like good. There's lawful good and good.
Yeah.
And they like cut out
evil,
a whole bunch of them. that's it.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like the 9 or the
I don't like that you're required to use a point buy system either. I really like rolling up characters.
Right, because people are different.
Right, but if you want to use your character in like one of their tournaments or whatever, or in one of their official things, you have to do it the point buy way.
Yeah, well, whatever.
That's, I mean, because otherwise I guess you could fudge your dice rolls, but that's not, like, it's more fun to roll on a table and be like, I'm 40?
No, but if they're having, like, a tournament, I mean, everything has to be fair. It can't just be, you can't just
make something up. I guess there's not really a tournament of D&D. You can't win or lose, but.
Right, but I don't know. I don't know how they do 4th edition. It looks like.
It sucks.
Like World of Warcraft on paper.
That's exactly what it is. That is the most common phrase, and that is what it is, because I guess they wanted to get more people in a role playing. I guess they figured that
just do it like an MMORPG.
Yeah, if you do it like a thing they already know, then maybe they'll play. Or, you know, you could just make it.
At least they don't. At least they don't have Thaco.
I like Thaco. Well, no, but they do have 3-player handbooks.
Yeah, I don't.
Within like the first year or two of it being out, they had 3-player. I was like, why didn't you just combine the first two? The second one's tiny.
Like, yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't put all the rules in one book.
I don't know. Well, I mean, they added more races and classes and stuff for the next ones. Okay. And there are too many races and classes. There are so many. Because instead of putting them in special books like they usually do, they just threw them all in their handbooks.
Right, they had like the Warrior's Handbook and stuff like that.
Yeah, oh, even, well, when you start, there's, like even in the first player handbook, there's all sorts of classes I'd never heard of. Like, there's Warrior, Warlord, and Warlock all in the first one.
Well, they had Warlocks in 3rd edition, too, or 3.5.
Yeah, I played a Warlock. It was okay.
Well, they're just overpowered.
They're yeah.
Because they had, like, that Eldritch Blast, or whatever it's called.
Yep.
And it's just, you just keep doing that, and it's stronger than any spell.
Well, that's the thing, that's the difference about 4th edition, though, is everyone basically has, like, a special spell thing that they can do.
Right.
Or a move, or whatever, so, and that's what you do.
You just do that like, over and over again, turn. Instead of attacking.
Well, no, that is your attack. You don't, I mean, you hardly ever do just a base, just attack.
Yeah,
you never, like, just take your sword and swing it. You do, like, a backstab or something instead, like, every time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
it seems like the role-playing elements of it are gone.
Yeah. Like, that's what I felt
instead
about
of saying,
too.
Like, I'm going to climb up on this tower and then jump down and stab the dragon in the head.
That's really, I mean, that's how I felt when I was playing, was that there was no, it might have been the people I was playing with that just sucked at role-playing, but I really felt like there was no such thing as playing like
you
a role.
You just say, I'm going to use this attack, and you don't.
Well, yeah, and it's already spelled out for you. There's flavor text already on the card that says, like, this is.
There's cards,
yeah. But, or in the book that says, like, this is what happens when you do it. And, like, I don't know, it bugged me. Well, it didn't help the people I was playing with. A couple of them were min-maxers, so they're just trying to do the most damage.
Oh, yeah,
and like
yeah.
That's not role playing.
No, we played 3.5, and one of the guys he got a whip and a rapier.
Uh huh.
So like he'd trip everything.
Oh,
and then he'd just kill it. That was it. Because that's how you do it. If they're if they're prone, you can do a coup de grace and they die.
Yeah, I mean, we had one guy who searched through, like, all, because all of the, like, Dragon Magazine stuff, like, all that's usable. Mm-hmm. And so he would search through for, like, the one spell that was, like, overpowered, and he would take that, and then he'd take this feat that lets you do this other thing, and then it's just like, can't you just, there's no role in that. That's just,
right.
I don't know. I don't think anyone I was playing with really understood.
I actually like playing an underpowered character. Like trying
trying to figure out, like, shit, I don't have anything. What the fuck can I do?
What can I do? Like,
it's way more realistic that way, and it's more fun. It's fun to feel like you could fail.
One of my favorite characters ever played, he had a wisdom of 18 and an intelligence of 3. Because, like, he was a half-orc cleric, but he was, you know, like, retarded. So he couldn't do anything. Like,
yeah, like, you couldn't even do anything.
He was, like,
intelligence of 3, like,
he
is retarded.
Yeah, he just walked around, he could barely talk, you know?
Yeah.
But he knew what was good, and he tried his best to be
cool.
Good, you know? And that
yeah,
was it.
I mean, it's tough to feel like you're not accomplishing anything. Like, I like feeling like I can fail in a role-playing game, like, and if I fail, like, I don't get the thing I wanted, you know? Or I have to go a different way, or I don't save the girl. And I, mostly, when I've played in college, I've not at all, like, there's one DM I've ever played with that I felt like I could fail and it would actually have serious consequences. Like, everyone else, I feel like I'm being funneled into a result.
Right.
Every other game I've played in. And that's really frustrating, because then there's no incentive to role-play.
Right.
There's no incentive to try, because at some point, no matter how many dice rolls you do, you're gonna win, you know? And so,
right. Well,
why bother?
You have to have the right DM, a guy who can think it up on the fly what's gonna
happen.
Right,
and that
you
was
know?
That's what was nice about playing with Avi, although I do think that Avi, I didn't feel like a sense of failure there either.
Mm-hmm.
His magic system was too broad. Mm-hmm. You could do anything with it.
Because
it was just like, it was just keywords. So you could just be like, control chaos, and then you'd, like, just do a thing, and then it would work, you know? So, I don't know. I never really felt like I was in grave danger there either. I like feeling like my character could die. Right. I'm okay with a character dying.
Sometimes you gotta try real hard.
Yeah,
sometimes you have to jump into a big pit with a monster coming up to die.
Sometimes your strong character can't make it. Sometimes you're in a situation where, against all odds, you know, maybe you can make it, but you're probably not going to.
Yeah, I mean, I've played a few, like...
When I played with you the last time, you had to sacrifice your character and then you died, but it was cool, and... Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you should have done, you know?
I had to kill the monster at all costs, mm-hmm. and then I died in a bottomless pit. Well, it wasn't bottomless.
No, it wasn't.
But... It was the bottom, but it was real far down.
It was pretty far
And the walls
down.
Were slippery.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, that's cool. Like, I'm fine with the character dying as long as I feel like I got to play the character I want, the way I wanted to play it. And I tried, in one of the games, I played a Star Wars game with one of my friends, I tried to kill my character. Because she grew up not knowing her mom. And her mom had left when she was really young. She didn't know anything about her. She found out that she was a Sith Lord. She found out because they had a fight against her. And as soon as she found that out, she's like, that's my blood. Like, that's in my blood. Like, I can't let myself be that. And so she threw herself into, like, this blazing thing and tried to suicide.
Right.
And she died until we all woke up and it was a dream or something.
Right.
I was like...
Yeah, no, I've played a few where...
It's frustrating. Like, I tried to do...
if you do the wrong thing, you're gonna die.
Yeah, like, I tried to play what I thought was a really cool character concept and, like, a really cool, like, she wouldn't want to live here. Like, she would want to die. And it wouldn't let me.
I had a character once. She was, like, a princess.
Mm-hmm.
But she was, like, a fighter. And she always used, like, a giant claymore. Well, she had a claymore, and she always did called shots. Which was cool. Like,
I don't know that. Oh, like you call like
it's like I'm gonna chop
head.
Their hand off. Or
those are harder though, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. But that's what she did.
Excellent.
And then like for some reason like there's time travel involved,
mm-hmm.
and like she went crazy because of the time travel. Like it wasn't. It was just because she couldn't.
She couldn't keep track of it.
The character couldn't handle it, so she just went berserk, and she started attacking like. Like she just
was that something you made up? Or
yeah,
was it like
yeah.
A...
I mean, it was just like
no, that's
because
cool.
I thought that's what the character would do.
We should get into a group. I don't think either one of us should probably DM, but we should get into a group where they role play.
Right.
We should ask around and be like, ask if the, I mean, find a group that's maybe not comprised of my college friends because I know most of them don't role play at all.
Right.
Maybe find people who do.
We could put like an ad.
We should play with Will Wheaton.
With Will Wheaton.
Yes!
Well...
He role plays.
Send him a tweet. Be like, well, come...
He plays. I mean, he plays at cons and stuff.
No, I know. But we're not going to any cons
right.
or anything.
But we could sometimes.
That's a thing that we want to do, is be at a con and be in
some
a...
Some not
a
Valley Con. Valley Con's this weekend. I guess I could
There's
get in...
There's a con, like, every weekend. It's
I could
we
get
don't
in.
Go to them.
I could get in for half price, because I'm a student.
Right.
But I don't want to go. They're not...
No, but, I mean, we could put an ad up somewhere...
Well, like, I know Paradox has Wednesday nights they have gaming, but that's my gamers club is
right.
Wednesday nights, so I'd probably have to resign my position as secretary.
Well, whatever. Whatever you
want to
do.
I don't want to, but, I mean, I don't really feel like I'm all that involved in the gamers club anyway.
I feel weird when I go there.
I feel weird when I go there. I mean, those people used to be my best friends and they don't even talk to me. Like, mm. That's weird to me.
Oh, well.
I don't know how to fix it.
They just don't like me.
I don't even know who likes you and who doesn't like you anymore, which makes me sad. Because I just want people
well,
to
I
like
know
you
that
because
you
you're
like,
real nice.
I know
they
that
do
you
like
me.
You have, like, holes in your legs. Like,
yeah.
dents
yeah.
in your legs. Like, scars or something.
Uh-huh.
From what? You have a weird,
from
weird
stuff.
Scoop-shaped dent.
So, I think that's
from
the end.
From stuff.
I think that's the end of this, isn't it?
No, this is interesting. I want to know where the scar came
that
from.
That was, I don't even remember. I had that forever.
Got one here, too.
Where is it?
It's in there.
I don't see it.
It's not as dark. It's in, like, the same place.
I don't know.
So, what you...
I know I, like, walked into, like, a metal thing in the grass one time.
Ow!
That might be one of those.
Don't do that. I have a scar on my knee, but that's it. That's
yeah.
from falling down on my bike. All right, yeah, we probably should end this.
Okay, bye.